You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day, mate. You're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia with music from Down Under.
Just a minute. Don't hang up. Hello.
Insomnia Radio Australia and IRC FM presents IRC FM Australia. IRC FM Australia starts now.
You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us know that music is
that like.
G'day Australian music fans, I'm IRC, coming to you from the IRC FM Australia studio here for episode 398 of IRC FM Australia. So that means next week will be episode 400, another milestone. And speaking of milestones, on the other side of the world, my buddy Ray from the Dark Compass Show, he is celebrating this week 600 episodes. So congratulations to Ray for episode 600. Would have loved to have been there, but the voice, you know, it's a bit how you're going at the moment. Although there has been an improvement, I did want to keep the voice that I had on this Monday's episode of IRC FM Metal Monday without all the side effects. Most of the side effects are gone now, so the voice is returning to normal. However, I should try and keep my talking down to a minimum and the music to the maximum. And unfortunately, I've also infected my mum, Judy, as well. So, sorry. Anywho, we've got some great music coming up, courtesy of the artist directly and also SGC Media and Tijuana Gift Shop. If you are very, very quick listening to this episode, you will be able to see Helen Paris, our very first artist, live at the news agency Saturday the 16th of November 2013. However, if you're a bit slower or if you happen to live out west or you're at another gig like I will be, hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll see how we go. I don't want to infect a room full of people. We will see how we go. But Friday the 22nd of November, the following Friday, at the Mars Hill Cafe in Parramatta. I've been there before, I just haven't seen Helen play there. So that will be rather cool. So you can get this song that we're about to hear from her new EP. You can get it from her live, or you can go to the interweb and get it from there. This subject, I think, is somewhat appropriate to me because sometimes I'm very guilty about this as well. This is called Dancing Around the Subject from Helen Paris, and I'll be back. Got lots of tunes for you this week. This is IRC on IRC FM Australia, IRCFMAustralia.com.
Astounds me, and your logic knows no bounds. Has common sense left you? 'Cause you've none at all to be found. And maybe you're not as beautiful as your lover says you are. And maybe you're not as clever as your professor says you are. And maybe you're not as perfect as your father says you are. And maybe you're not as successful as your accountant says you are. Stop whining, stop playing the victim, stop dancing around the subject, 'cause you're not all. We'll
as your trainer says you are. And maybe you're not as special as your mother says you are. And maybe you're not as well adjusted as your life coach says you are. Stop whining, stop playing the victim, stop dancing around the subject, 'cause you're not. And maybe I'm not as clever as your professor says you are. And maybe I'm not as perfect as your father says you are. And maybe I'm not as successful as your accountant says you are. But I'm not whining, I'm not playing the victim, I'm not dancing around the subject, 'cause I'm better than. So stop whining, stop playing the victim, stop sulking, stop making excuses, stop beating around the bush, stop flogging the dead horse, stop dancing around the subject, 'cause you're not all right. You're not.
towards a dead man, 6 feet below the ground. The cancer was found through my body, in my blood, and in my bones. And I once was a widower. Good Lord took my life away from me. He took her home, so I'll see her. Yeah, I'll see her soon. Can't avoid one. No one was a father. Carry all the weight of the family and in a man's body.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Crazy horse. Crazy horse. Don't get me wrong, I think that you're a real good kid, but I really think I'm much too young and that I'm just not ready to commit.
I know
you feel that way.
You know
I don't, but what the hey? You look so good, so I guess we could do it one more time before this ends.
What do we do when there's no choice except to choose? And either way you go, you're guaranteed to lose. My lovesick lover, hold your breath and count to 10.
Oh yes, I had to go there, didn't I? That was Crazy Horse by Spoken Mirrors. Prior to that, we heard another song called Crazy Horse by Dyson Stringer and Cloher. Song, Crazy Horse. So I thought, yes, follow that with the Spoken Mirrors version of Crazy Horse. Sometimes it's very interesting to see how two very different groups go about the same song title. So that was very, very cool indeed. Of course, Smoke and Mirrors EP launch on Saturday night, straight after this episode basically airs on the 16th of November, Baldface Stag at Leichhardt. Hopefully I will be there, because it would be rather, rather awesome to see Smoke and Mirrors thrashed and Rattlesnake. Lots and lots of good times to be had there by all. Prior to the Smoke and Mirrors version, we heard from Dyson Stringer and Cloher, which may to you may sound like a legal firm, but no. I have played one third of this collective before, Maya Dyson. I have played her before on the show, but Stringer and Cloher, they are new to me. And so they're a collaboration. Maya Dyson, Liz Stringer, and Jen Cloher, and they have come together to form one of the Indie Roots highlights of 2013. They've created a one-off show that will tour nationally through October, November, and December 2013. They have 11 albums, ARIA Awards, Australian Music Prize shortlistings, and countless other accolades between them. All three songwriters have forged careers in Australia and overseas to an ever-growing audience. Sharing one bed, they'll play songs for their critically acclaimed albums as well as new tunes such as Crazy Horse that they've written especially for these shows. And on their new EP, on each one of the songs, a different person takes the lead in the vocals there. So that was Crazy Horse by Dyson Stringer and Chloe. Prior to that, we heard a song called Impossible Like You by Holy Holy. And before that, the song was Holy Infinity by Govs. And to open up that set, a couple of rather nice-sounding songs. Sahara Beck with her song Come On Man, You're Dead. And Helen Paris with her song Dancing Around the Subject. Sahara Beck's new EP is out now. She's been launching that in Brisbane. I got to see her at Big Sound this year, so that was rather, rather cool. Holy Holy is a musical project that brings together two musicians from two different cities, award-winning singer-songwriter Tim Carroll from Brisbane and guitarist-producer Oscar Dawson from Melbourne. And so Impossible Like You is one track off their new album, which will be debuting in 2014. And prior to Holy Holy, we heard from Govs with their song called Holy Infinity. I think you saw what I did there. Indie pop from the Gold Coast. It's a solo project of Joshua Birrell. And Indie Shuffle said about the debut EP, quote, "The Gold Coast is renowned as a bit of a party district, kind of like Australia's version of Las Vegas or Miami." This is me talking here, just a point of interest. There is actually a Miami on the Gold Coast. It's where teenagers go once they finish high school, and it's not somewhere you'd anticipate would generate gorgeous lo-fi dream pop. Govs is changing this perception with his first single, I've Never Seen a Ghost, as proof, according to Indie Shuffle. We're going to keep on going because I'm not sure how long my voice is going to hold out. Got some awesome news coming up a little bit later on in relation to some bands who I was speaking about last week in relation to the Music Oz Awards. And over the week, the Western Australian Music Awards were also announced. But we're about to hear from Geordie Lane. If you see the photos, you could be forgiven that thinking that Geordie Lane is just another guitar-wielding, hat-wearing, beard-sporting. Hey, nothing wrong with beard-sporting, pal. Love songwriting, troubadour. Well, think again. A closer listen reveals the love songs are epic tales based on historical figures, the protest songs featuring ladyboys and fornicating dogs. Okay. The guitar work takes you from early Dylan to Southern blues, and that felt hat is camouflaging a messy mop of hair from a long night spent rescuing a passed out Irish crowd member. You never know what to expect at a Geordie Lane show, and you get the feeling that neither does he. He has that rare quality of being able to lure and capture his listeners with his playful charm, rhythmic finger-picking, and most of all, that voice. So we're going to hear from Geordie Lane right now, as a matter of fact. And the song that we're about to hear is called Here She Comes. And here comes Geordie Lane. This is Erk on Erk FM Australia, erkfmaustralia.com.
My tears in the ocean, I take one. Hi everybody, I'm Dave.
And I'm Caroline.
And we're from The Bookcast.
You can find us at www.thebookcast.org.
And when we're not drinking tea, we're listening to...
Irk FM.
Tea. Drinking tea. We're British, you know.
Take a step back in time. Remember all the things that finally made you mine. You had me flying on my sleep. Yeah, I really felt complete when I was in your arms by your side. It didn't take long, maybe a week or two. 10 days and we had the same tattoo. And 3 years on, I think it really stung your blind. So this is what it feels like on the late nights. Dream my love, I won't take me by surprise. I met you and I can finally stop believing. To the start, we've done so many things. My love is stolen, my heart. Thank God it was you. If any other stole it, baby, break it in two and two. So this is what it feels like on the late nights. Dream about love, I won't take me by surprise. I met you and I can finally stop believing. Believing in the real life could make my heart jump faster than a speed jet plane. You're the one that keep my heart sign. If I had another chance, stolen my heart till the end. So this is what it feels like on the late nights. Dream about love, I won't take me by surprise. I met you and I can finally stop believing. Believing that the real life can make my heart jump faster than a speeding jet plane. You're the one that keep my heart shine. So this is what it feels like on the late nights. Dream about love, I won't take me.
Hey friends, let me ask you a question. When is the last time you visited the Association of Music Podcasting's website at musicpodcasting.org? You didn't? What are you missing? Well, here's the deal. Each and every podcaster from the Association of Music Podcasting puts out shows on a regular basis, and you can find listings for all of those shows and all of that great music that you may be missing right there at musicpodcasting.org. We also have a Facebook page, and it lets you know every time we put out a new show. It's at facebook.com/musicpodcasting. Oh, and by the way, we're on Twitter at twitter.com/musicpodcasting.
Another long weekend, Thursday to Sunday. Fuck work on the Monday, it's time that I quit. I'm trying to get dips for that pretty fly diva. Duddy wine by the speaker, so I rise up to meet her. Yo, we high off the ether. She said, what's my name, bitch? I smile in the face, said I ain't a mind reader.
How am I supposed to know what's on your mind if you don't tell me? How am I supposed to know what's up inside if you don't tell me? How am I supposed to know just how you feel if you don't tell me?
We'll be right back.
Yeah, Kachango by Bellew Sierra. And Bellew Sierra have been busy, as they always seem to be. They're on tour again, this time the What We're Made Of tour, in support of their debut album, Connection. They'll be in Brisbane on Friday the 22nd of November at Tempo. The following weekend, they'll be in Sydney on Friday the 29th at Spectrum. They'll be playing with Stellar Addiction, who I haven't seen the new vocalist yet. And they'll also be in Melbourne on the 30th of November at The Corner. So Bellew Sierra active again. I don't know, this is what, their third, fourth tour of the year. So absolutely great stuff. The What We're Made Of tour. And that song, Kachango, gives you a great idea about what Bellew Sierra are made of. So prior to Bellew Sierra and this rather catchy song, Kachango, we heard from Suburban Dark with the song Mind Reader. And we also heard Amy Francis with her song Jet Plane. I'll be heading on a jet plane soon, in about, what is it, 40 days, something like that. My phone does tell me how many days before I jump on a jet plane and head to the US. But that's exactly where I'm heading. Amy Francis this week, she's been making a music video, and she also played on the red carpet at the Music Oz Awards last week as well. Suburban Dark, they are from Sydney. Their debut album is basically due out now. They released their debut 12-inch vinyl in 2010. Their music is not to be messed with. Self-described as fight beats, the duo are hell-bent on keeping things straight and tough. Their analog synthesizer sound is deep, minimal, and razor-sharp, but with the intent to be played loud. They have a diverse range of tracks, from spine-chilling noise to straight-up bass-assaulting bangers. And so from Sydney, that was Suburban Dark, and their song was called Mind Reader. Amy Francis, yes, you guys know how I feel about Amy Francis. She's an absolutely awesome player. I haven't seen her live for a while. She's been touring as well. Speaking of people busy touring and making a music video, which would be interesting to see when that came out. Speaking of the Music Oz Awards, Bellew Sierra was placed in the top 10 for the Rock Song of the Year in the Oz Music Awards, and Hard as Nails, I mentioned last week, they came also in the top 10 for their song Henry in the Metal category. While I still have my voice, the Western Australian Music Awards was announced over the weekend, with several artists who have appeared on IRC FM Australia being nominated in various categories, and some of them also won. Being nominated in the Group of the Year category were San Cisco and Carnival. Tame Impala took that category out. The Single of the Year, Birds of Tokyo, This Fire was nominated. That didn't win. Tame Impala won again for Feels Like We Only Go Backwards. Abby May, who's coming up, took out the Solo Artist of the Year category. Georgie Kay, who I've played before, was also nominated in that particular category. In the Album or EP of the Year, The Love Junkies with Maybelline, we'll be hearing a bit later on, they were nominated. San Cisco's self-titled album was also nominated, as was the new album from Carnival, Asymmetry, and also March Fire, the new recording from Birds of Tokyo was also nominated. Tame Impala won again, so they're taking up a stretch of awards. Music Video of the Year, The Love Junkies were nominated with Maybelline. As I go to page number 2, The Love Junkies took out the Rock Act of the Year, so that was great for them. for the pop act of the year, Sabrina Girlfunkel. I knew I'd do that. Sabrina Girlfunkel were nominated along with San Cisco, so congratulations to Sabrina Girlfunkel. Carnival took out the category of heavy act of the year. Voyager, who I've also seen, but I haven't got permission to play their music yet, they were also nominated. So well done to Carnival. They're just about ready to go on another tour, I believe. The Love Junkies also took out the 2013 Breakthrough Act. So that's good for them as well. Lots and lots of talent coming out of Western Australia, and I have played several of them before. So we're going to hear some more tunes now. We are about to hear, speaking of Perth Girls, that's exactly the song we're about to hear from Abby May, her latest single, and the video, which I haven't watched yet. Shauna, you might want to watch this one. The video for Perth Girls is based around that Robert Palmer song, Simply Irresistible. So this is Abby May, that'll be followed by the Love Junkies and Carnival. This is IRC on IRC FM Australia, as we go over to the west.
Must. contact. Now,
dude, you dropped your stick. This has been Erk on Erk FM Australia, episode 398. Next week, 400. Got absolutely no idea what I am going to do for episode 400. But if all of this music isn't enough, check out the sister podcast to this one, Erk FM International, where I bring you great music from around the world each and every Wednesday on Erk FM International. And if you like your music a little bit harder, you know, like the next band coming up and a bit harder, you can also check out Erk FM Metal Monday, which is about me, hosted by me. It's not about me, it's about metal, and it's on Mondays. Yes, it is indeed. Also, check out my buddies at the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. Music Podcasting Made Easy. And again, congratulations to Ray from Dark Compass for episode number 600. In actual fact, I'll dedicate this last song to Ray, even though he's not very dead at all. He's got lots of podcasting in him. He's actually going to be celebrating next month 9 years of the Dark Compass podcast, which is absolutely awesome. On this episode, we have heard from Helen Paris, Sahara Beck, Garves, Holy Holy, Dyson Stringer, Clohur, Smoke and Mirrors, Jordy Lane, Suburban Dark, Amy Francis, Bellew Sierra, Abby Bay, who I've just found out has also been nominated for Female Artist of the Year at the upcoming ARIA Awards, which is cool as well, the Australian Record Industry Association. The Love Junkies, we just heard with their song Maybelline. And we're about to hear Carnival with their song Dead Man to finish up. Anywho, I've been Erk, you've been awesome. And hopefully I'll be in better voice next week for Erk FM Australia episode 400. Till next time, don't forget that music is life, and here's Carnival.
coming now. Hey, out on my own again. Fading faces, broken frowns. Hey, I guess I fucked up again.
Been a long day filled with interviews, walking between all the venues. There's a couple of ambulance officers right near me who might want to give me a lift back to the hotel. I'm not sure. I think they've got something a bit more serious to deal with than a tired podcaster having a bit of a sooky la-la because his feet are tired. Anywho, I'm Eric. Don't forget that Australian music is life.